Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, thanks so much for that introduction, and thanks for joining me on today's weekday podcast. I want us to chat a little bit about a pure heart. Listen to what the text says in the Mark's Gospel, beginning in chapter 7, verse 6. It says, "These people honor me with their lips, but their hearts are far from me." A coat of paint can conceal a really bad problem on a car or a wall. And as the saying goes, you can't judge a book by its cover. But listen to me, friend. The way people act does not necessarily explain the motive behind their action. Haven't we all learned that and seen that in the past where we made an assumption, but it wasn't accurate? I know that's happened in my life where it didn't seem as though that was the right thing that was happening. It wasn't what was truly the story. Well, Jesus had a way of penetrating to the heart of things, of tearing off the mask or maybe pulling back the cover or possibly getting past that original coat of paint and to see the motive. As a result, he came into a lot of growing conflict with a bunch of hypocritical religious leaders of his day. But before I'm too hard on them, I want to remind us all that we're hypocrites as well. If we started to line up the numbers of people at Sugar Hill Church that are hypocrites, I'd have to be at the front of the list. The very nature of the fact that we're sinful men and women says to each of us, well, we are indeed hypocrites. But listen to me. I want you to know that as our heart begins to show and it's analyzed and we see the condition of the Pharisees' problem, it's often our problem. It's a natural tendency inside the human heart to reduce ourselves to religious life or church life or Jesus speak in an outward and some literal obedience while it's really, really difficult for us to maintain a pure heart because we're sinful people. Mark says in chapter 7, verse 21, "In the life of true holiness, everything depends on the control of the thoughts, for it is from within, out of a person's heart, that evil thoughts come." And Jesus put evil thoughts first in the category of the contents of an evil heart. I mean, Jesus said, whatever it is in your thought life and whatever in your heart, these two are inextricably connected. That the hands should often be washed, that household vessels should be cleaned, and that there should be a neatness and a decorum in the outward life. All those customs are good, but seriously, what we should ask ourselves about is whether or not we are more eager for the outward cleanliness than we are the inward soul cleanliness. The Psalms say in chapter 51, verse 10, "Create in me a pure heart." Listen, that ought to be my constant prayer. That ought to be your constant prayer. It's easier to maintain clean hands, friend, than it is a pure heart. And because the mind is a private domain, no one can truly know or notice whether your thought life is pure or polluted. No one, that is, except God, your creator. So listen to your heart. What do you hear? A clean, strong heartbeat of devotion and truth, or a confused rhythm of a heart that's far from God and is completely saturated with self and sin? Right now might be a good time for us to stop for a cleansing prayer. God, would you step into our lives today and clean up our heart and give us a sense of your goodness that we might know exactly how to live this life more in tune with you. Lord, clean us up from the inside out. Power wash our soul. Start with our heart, so that our mind and our heart, as they are connected, would be pure before you. God, today, clean us up and make us new. In the name of Jesus, we offer this prayer. Amen. God bless you, friend, and thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.